Hey, hi. What a surprise. I didn't expect any visitors. Is everything okay? Yeah? Good. Phew. So what's up? Oh, you want to say thank you? For what? For coming to your party last night? Oh, that's really unnecessary. I mean, I only looked in for a minute, and I left without really speaking to anyone. I'm not that relaxed in big social situations. What? You want to come in for a moment? Well, sure, please. I'm sorry, it's such a mess. I don't usually get people calling at the apartment. Oh, thank you. Yes, I decorated it myself. I'm on a budget, so not much money, but I try. I'm sorry. I'm just babbling on. Sorry. Can I get you a drink? Here, I've got some coffee brewed, but it's not very hot. Sorry. Oh, God. I don't know why I keep saying sorry. 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 Oops. Sorry. Fuck. Oh, God. Yes, I think you should sit down. Thank you. So that was a lovely party. Thank you for inviting me. Sorry I didn't get a chance to say hello to you, but you and your girlfriend seemed so busy. She's not your girlfriend? Well, anyway, you were always surrounded by people, women especially. And to tell you the truth, I felt a bit out of place. I didn't know everybody would be so well-dressed. So when I showed up, no makeup, not even any lipstick, well, it seemed like I didn't really fit there, you know? Old jeans and a t-shirt from Target. It's not exactly glamorous. So I left pretty early. It wasn't like anyone was going to notice me going. You did? Oh. I'm surprised. Sorry. Oh, fuck. There I go again. I mean, well, thank you for noticing that I had left. I mean, all those gorgeous women, it just didn't seem like somewhere I belonged. Really? I'm as beautiful as any of them? Wow. Sorry. I don't know what to say. That's very nice of you. So, how long have you been in this building? A year already? Wow. It feels like you only just moved in. And we've never actually met properly till today. Well, it's nice to finally make your acquaintance. So, what do you do? You own a tech startup. It's great. Is it going well? Yeah? Good for you. Me? Oh, I do odds and ends. I'm trying to make it as a designer, but that doesn't really pay the bills. So I teach English part-time to immigrants who don't speak it very well. And I'm trying to get a small interior design business going, but right now it's mostly helping friends decorate their places, and they're all as impoverished as me. So not exactly raking in the big bucks over here. But I get by. Can I ask you something? How does it feel to be so, I don't know, successful? To have your business do so well? I mean, you rent the penthouse apartment in this building. You seem really confident. And if the party last night is any evidence, You're surrounded by people who think you're amazing. I mean, all those gorgeous women you were talking to all evening. You're in great shape, and, well, I don't want to embarrass you, but you've got to know that you're really good-looking. I just can't imagine how it must feel to be so accomplished. You're not? Come on. No financial worries? Everyone looking to you for advice? Really? That's not everything it seems? Why not? Because of the phonies. The butt kissing. Okay, well, yeah. I guess when you're the boss or the leader, you must always be second-guessing what people really want from you. Well, there's no need to worry about that here. With me, what you see is what you get. That's why you came over today. What do you mean? You wanted to get to know me a bit more? To spend time with someone who seems so natural? Who was just herself? Not trying to impress anyone? Wow, I don't know what to say. Thanks, I guess. Sorry. Oh, no, sorry. Oh, God. Well, that's very sweet of you to say those things. Sure, you can ask me a question. What do you want to know? Would a girl like me ever go out with a man like you? Are you serious? Why on earth would you want to go out with me? Because, to quote me, what you see is what you get. And you think that what you get with me is honesty, realness? Well, that's so nice of you to say. And beauty, wow. I never think of myself as pretty. That's what makes me so beautiful. You think so? Wow. I don't know what to say. But to answer your question, of course. I'd love to go out with you sometime. How about now? What do you mean? Coffee is a first date. Well, okay, I suppose so. But I'm hardly dressed for a date. I mean, sweatpants and this old shirt. You think I look great? Well, then sure. This can be a date. Should we shake hands or kiss or something? I guess a kiss hello is okay at the start of a date. That was lovely. I haven't dated much, only really ever had one semi-serious boyfriend. But in my very limited experience, some opening kisses at the beginning of a date, well, they seem way too aggressive. I hate it when a guy I hardly know tries to force his tongue down my throat. But you kissed me so gently, so lovingly. It felt intimate. Sorry, I must be blushing. Would you do it again? I liked it. Mm. Mm. so long since I've been kissed. Your lips are so soft. You kiss me so tenderly. What? Can you kiss the back of my neck? Well, I guess so. Sure, yeah, just lift my hair up. And let me pull my shirt off my shoulder a little. Oh, God. That feels wonderful. When you kiss me across my neck like that, oh, holy shit. Well, I feel like you could ask me to do anything and I'd agree. No, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to imply you were taking advantage of me. No, there's no need to leave. It's just, oh shit. I always fuck up everything. I'm so sorry. Fuck, saying sorry all the time, it isn't even funny anymore. It's just, well, I'm not that experienced, you know, sexually. I've only ever been with one man, and that was, well, underwhelming. I mean, it took like about 20 seconds and he was done. And then we were both so embarrassed afterwards, we stopped seeing each other. So I've never been the recipient of, well, I've experienced lovemaking. I've never been with a man who knew what he was doing. Like you. I mean, I've often fantasized, well, you know, that I'd meet a more experienced man. One who'd initiate me into how it would feel to be played sexually, like a fine instrument in the hands of a maestro. You know, although it's technically not true, I still feel like a virgin. It's ridiculous. A grown woman, but one who's never, and I mean never, been truly loved sexually, never truly pleasured. I've never, I can't believe I'm saying this, I've never had any man give me an orgasm. It's pretty pathetic, isn't it? The only orgasms I've ever had in my life have been from me. I honestly have ever been wondering if I'll ever come with a man. Sorry. Oh, gosh, too much information. You don't need to hear all of this. Sure, you can ask me a question. Are you serious? You'd be honored if I let you make love to me? Oh, whoa. That's a lot to process. No, don't apologize. No, don't be silly. Come back here. You just took me by surprise is all. Well, we don't know each other that well, but let me think. You know, why don't we do this? Let's imagine we've just come back to my place after our first date, and everything's going really well, and I've given you, you know, signals that I want to have sex. Just do whatever you do in that situation. And if I start to feel uncomfortable, I'll just tell you to stop, okay? Yeah? Thank you for respecting my boundaries. Okay. Why don't you kiss me again? I really liked that. That's really nice. So, can you show me how you'd undress me? Not yet. Why not? Aren't you attracted to me? Or do I look like a mess? Oh, you don't want to take advantage of me. Well, that's really nice of you, but look, I've told you. I want this. I can tell you like me, so please act like it. That's it. Undo my shirt. One button at a time, but very slowly. That's nice. Yeah. Just run the fabric over my breasts. Oh, that's lovely. I feel my nipples getting really hard. Is that usual? Will you please slide your hands over my breasts? I want to know how it feels when a man massages my breasts. Touch isn't tentative. It's nice and firm. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, that's good. Yes. Knead them nice and slow. Oh, nice and slow. Oh, God. Kiss me. Oh, I'm starting to feel all tingly. I think I'm getting wet down there. That's good, right? You want me to slip my sweatpants off? If I'm ready to? Sure, I can do that. In fact, I want to. I want you to see me. All of me. Here. You want me to take my panties off too? Okay. Feels so sexy. Me with nothing but my old shirt on, unbuttoned, barely covering my breasts, and you still fully clothed, but you're not pawing at me, desperate to have me touch you there, or to put it into me. You're just appreciating me, drinking me in, because I'm beautiful. Thank you for saying that. Your attention makes me feel that maybe it's actually true. Nobody's ever made me think that about myself. But then, This is the first time that I felt like the object of a man's desire. Fuck. I feel like my whole body is quivering. But somehow, I'm not scared. Yes. Kiss my breasts. Need them. Take them into your mouth. Oh, your touch. It's so loving. Oh, God, I don't believe it. My whole body has this lovely warm glow running through it. And I can feel this stickiness between my legs. Oh. Thank you for this. Oh, my sweet man. Where do you want me? Over here? On the sofa? Okay. Sounds like you have something specific in mind. Is this good? No, not yet. Okay, arrange my body just how you want it. You want my legs stretched out along the sofa while I lean against the arm? Okay, I can do that. And now, you want me to keep one leg over on the sofa? Let the other one rest on the floor? Is that good? Yeah? Wow. I feel like I'm an artist's model in some decadent Parisian studio. And I feel very exposed. Just an open shirt on my top. And my legs wide open. It makes me feel so vulnerable, yet it's so intimate. And the fact that you've still got all your clothes on. Well, I feel very much the center of attention. The object of your desire. The subject of your gaze. It makes me feel very sexy. Oh, God. I can't wait for whatever's going to happen next. You want to kiss me along my legs and up my thighs? Oh, fuck. I would fucking love that. Oh. Oh, your lips are so soft. Oh. Oh, God. I can't stop myself. Is it okay if I thrust my hips up like this? Oh. Oh, it just feels so good. Shit. Is that your tongue? Oh, it's like all the way up my thighs. Oh, fuck. Oh, no man has ever treated me like this before. Oh, yes. Please. Kiss me down there. Oh, I want to know what it feels like to have oral sex. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, what are you doing? Oh my God. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Oh, are you pulling my lips open? Fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, that feels amazing. you to spread my cunt. I've never said anything like that before. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, your tongue is right on my clit. Oh, God. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, your tongue is so soft. So tender on me. Oh, my little clit. Oh, she loves it. Oh, she loves you. Oh, yes. Oh, pull my lips open. Spread me wide. Oh, lap up my juices. Oh, flick my little blank pink clit. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, I can feel it building. Oh, yes. Yes, keep going. Oh, God. Oh, I think I'm gonna come. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, I'm coming. God. Oh, my God. Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, wow. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, I never dreamed I could come like that. Oh, I mean, it was like the whole universe was centered in my clit. The feeling of it being licked and flicked and kissed. It was my whole world. It just felt like this wave of pleasure building and building. And then it crested and broke on the shore. I mean, my whole body was in spasms. I was thrashing around like a lunatic. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That's the first time a man has ever made me come. Oh, you were just amazing. God. I need a drink. What do you mean we're not done yet? Oh. Wow. I see what you mean. Oh, you poor boy. That's quite a bulge. And that's all from me? From you seeing me orgasm? What's that? It was the sexiest thing you've ever seen? Wow. I don't know what to say. I don't need to say anything. Just bend over. All right, sir. After what you just did to me, you can ask me to do anything. So, bend over like this. You like my ass? My full, plump ass? Yeah, well, why don't you dig in? Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, I love how you massage me. Oh, yes. Oh, just need my cheeks. That's it. Oh, that's it. Back and forth. Oh, God. Oh, you're doing it again. You're making me feel so ready. Holy shit. I'm so wet. Every time you pull my nice, thick booty apart, I can feel my pussy lips rubbing against each other. I can hear them. They're making this squishing sound. Oh, I must be soaking. Oh, how on earth do you get me this way? Oh, fuck. Yes, push my legs apart. Oh, God. Oh, you're opening me up again. Oh, I love this feeling. Oh, face down. Oh, my ass up in the air. My legs spread eagle. Oh, ripe for penetration. Oh, babe, are you gonna come into me? Oh, is that why you want me like this? Oh, you wanna slide into me? To have unprotected sex? What? No, I don't have a condom, but it's okay. I'm not ovulating. Please, you can leave me like this. I'll die if you don't come into me. It feels so good. Please, please, please come inside me. I want you to. Oh, fuck. Oh, is that really you? Fuck. Oh, you feel so hard. Oh, slowly. Now, gently. Remember, I've only ever done this once before. Oh, just ease into me and oh, that's good. Oh, my pussy fits over your head. Oh, like a warm, soft glove. Oh, let me push back on you a bit. Bit by bit. Oh, I want all of you in me. Oh, God. Oh, my love. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh, can I push back on you? Oh, just stand still. Don't move. I want to be the one who's doing all the work. Let me just. Side back on you. Oh, just like this. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're stretching my little pussy as wide as she can go. Oh, I feel really tight. Oh, do you like that? Do you like my tight little pussy moving slowly down on your shaft? Oh, I bet you do. Oh, God, she's wanted a nice fat cock in her for so long. Oh, here, let me squeeze you. Oh, no, don't move. Oh, let me see if I can tighten my muscles and jerk you off with my pussy while you're still inside me. Oh, God. Oh, I can't believe you've not come yet. Oh, you've got a lot more experience than me. I thought premature ejaculation was a pretty universal thing among guys. I guess it was just common amongst the losers I knew. Because you. Oh, you're magnificent. Oh, it feels good. Oh, God, yes. Oh, thrust into me. Oh, God, you're so deep. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, no, I know what it feels like to be well and truly fucked. Oh, just fuck me. Oh, God, just, oh, what do you want me to do? Reach back and fondle your balls? Oh, of course I would love to do that. Oh, here, let me, you almost jumped out of your skin when I touched them. Oh, do you like that, baby? Oh, do you like it when I caress your ball sack? Oh, by your moaning, I think you do. Oh, what? Oh, tilt my ass up to you even more. Oh, you really love my cheeks, don't you? Oh, that makes me very happy. Okay, oh, I'm ready to come on. Please, just thrust into me. I never had a man's hard cock slamming into me from behind before. Oh, what do you call it? Doggy style? Oh, I fucking love it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, what's happening to me? Oh, fuck, I need you. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel your balls slapping against my ass. Oh, just fucking plow me. Oh, slam into me. Oh, shit. I think I'm coming again. It's incredible. Baby, please. Come. I want all of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, come with me. Oh, shit. Shit, I'm coming. Fuck. What the fuck just happened? That's impossible. Oh, you made me come again. I really didn't think that could happen. Oh, that's amazing. You made me feel so alive. Like every nerve ending was just burning with pleasure. Oh, God. I never knew sex could be anything like this. You knew just what I needed. And when I needed it. Thank you for seeing me as a sexual being. For knowing that desire, that yearning was inside me. I love being the object of your desire.